arriving in Havana for an exhibition match between the New York Cosmos and Cuba's national team. Pelé, one of the game's greatest players ever, offered his backing to the re-elected FIFA president, Sepp Blatter.
I was in favor of it. I was a director for FIFA, and I am part of FIFA, and it's better to have someone with experience.
The United States indicted a number of FIFA officials on corruption charges last week. Swiss officials are investigating the process that awarded the 2018 FIFA World Cup to Russia and the 2022 event to Qatar. The 2010 World Cup in South Africa is now under question. The head of South African football admitted Sunday that FIFA had made a $10 million payment in 2008 to the Confederation of North, Central American and Caribbean Association Football, but insisted it was not a bribe, but rather meant to support grassroots soccer among the African diaspora. African support for Sepp Blatter remains strong, says sports analyst Philip Barker.
He took the World Cup to Africa, so he will always be revered in that part of the world for bringing the world game to them and giving them their fair chance to really take centre stage.
Simata Simata, the former football administrator for Zambia, says African football has benefited from FIFA investment under Sepp Blatter.
People are saying to themselves, if Sepp Blatter goes, these projects might just close down. And we are back to square one. So let's keep him for as long as we can.
But it's not only FIFA members that wield power. The corporate sponsors are watching events closely, says Barker.
Football is seen as a force for good. If FIFA, and by dint football, then becomes a negative thing, then sponsors are going to want to disassociate themselves with it.
Speaking Saturday, the FIFA president appeared to suggest his critics were motivated by envy.
There are signs that don't lie. The Americans were candidates for the 2022 World Cup and they lost. The English were candidates for the 2018 World Cup and they lost.
UEFA, the Union of European Football Associations, will hold an emergency meeting Friday in Berlin to discuss the FIFA crisis. Some members, including England, have suggested a boycott of FIFA. Others have proposed a rival tournament to include teams from Europe and South America. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.